Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So glad to have you with us today. We're on your radio as always, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube. Hello, YouTube. No Jack private parts on YouTube today, which is a big win. Well, after yesterday.
We'll see.
An hour left. By the way, the top five at five is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS on Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 5 matchup between the Broncos and the Eagles.
Juicy.
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, hi, beautiful five.
So, as always, a lot has happened in the last 24 hours, mostly here and revolving around us here at the station.
Okay.
And in specific, this show.
Okay.
Number five is, yes, Shortsgate.
Oh, yes.
Once again, I didn't know what it looked like until Spike tweeted out a photo last night.
Of what you look like on YouTube
of
yesterday.
What I looked like on YouTube yesterday. Yeah. One, that photo made it look like I did soil myself.
The photo is so good because you're grinning and it looks like you're pointing to your crotch.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah. So, but we'll see if next Monday. We're not there next Monday.
No,
because of the Phils.
Following Monday.
We'll see if the shorts are back out. But yes, seems like they were a hot topic yesterday, the shorts on the broadcast.
So we have these new chairs at Chickies and Pete's because even though we have asked for a better setup, never worked until Jordan Mailata asked.
Was he wearing shorts?
No, he was not.
What a total pro.
He was not. Yes. So we all knew what the shorts looked like before we got, or not the shorts, the chairs looked like before we got there because they were here at the station. We were able to sit in them. Even knowing that, Jack shows up in shorts and the camera's right in front of us. And even as we're starting, Ava is waving her arms at you to cross your legs or something.
Yeah.
Because you're wearing baggy shorts and the camera can see right.
Oh, man, got all your man parts out there, man.
Everybody's making fun of me for crossing my legs. You should have done it as well.
I did cross my legs periodically throughout.
You felt uncomfortable.
Yeah. But again, you'd have to zoom in pretty far. the fourth funniest thing that's happened in the last 24 hours, we almost lost Ike and no one noticed. We're out there.
This is true.
We're out there sitting. And now looking back.
Wait, what happened?
Well, he was like choking on his food out there.
Yeah.
And I did hear him coughing for a good amount of
Wait,
time.
Wait, really? When?
And then he just was
this
like,
was during lunch. Just when you went on your walk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, today?
Yes,
oh,
today.
I thought you meant yesterday.
No, today.
Okay.
And he's like, I was, and hand up. I didn't even bat an eye.
I'm like, I just almost died and none of y'all moved. Like, nobody moved out
See,
here.
See, I would have done it. I save Angelo that
I
way.
I told him that. I said, Spike saved Angelo.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah. Jack's in there eating his own food, not paying. Who was over here? Was that Mosh?
I think Mosh had to be there.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
What's Mosh going to do? Give your knee a Heimlich? Guy's 8 inches tall. What are we talking about here?
Very nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is what it is. Yeah.
Very nice.
Now, what are you eating? Chicken?
No, I was eating pork chops.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, they can get you too.
Man,
yeah.
Dry.
Yeah. Oh, man. Dry pork chop, that gets stuck in the throat. Yeah. Yeah. We almost lost Ike, though.
Oh, man, wow.
It's good
I
to see you still
here.
Couldn't
get that water jug fast enough.
I can't believe I missed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's fighting for his life.
Oh, I went to go take a 10-minute walk just to, you know, clear my head out before we started the show. Wow, and I missed it.
And I didn't have time enough to, like, try to get anybody's attention. I had to save myself.
Look over, Ike's on the chair trying to get
meanwhile, everybody else is just eating like nothing's going on.
Totally locked in. Totally locked in.
Wow. So. Can't believe I missed it.
Yep.
Good to see you still here.
I appreciate it, yes.
The third funniest thing in the last 24 hours is, I think most people understand the Phillies are my thing.
Yeah.
You know, the leader of the people, some say. So, you know, doing research for the show.
Yeah.
I like to check out the Reddits.
Yeah, doing research for a show. You've never done research for the show.
For this show, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just like just seeing if I missed anything.
Okay.
Go on Philly's Reddit.
Oh, yeah.
And what do I see?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Spike Eskin.
All right.
Ask me anything.
All right.
Spike does an AMA in my...
Look.
In my sphere.
Okay. So what Okay. Ike's never... We're going to have to explain this. So Ike's never been on Reddit. Reddit is... So it's a website where people post links and thoughts and everybody comments on it underneath. It's like a message board. You remember old school message boards?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. But there's one for every, there's one for a million different topics. So there's a Phillies one, an Eagles one, a Sixers one, and a Flyers one as well. So sometimes I'll go on there just to look for news that I may have missed.
Yeah.
One of them, so each one of them has moderators that decide what goes on and what doesn't go on. One of the moderators of the Phillies Reddit sent me a message and said, would love to have you do an AMA on the Phillies Reddit. So I said, okay.
Wow.
Well, yeah. What do you want out of me? I'm sure you've done one on there. Have you
multiple.
Not? Okay, yeah. Well, relax.
You're invading his space.
But it's they asked me.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just saying that's a polite decline.
You gotta watch him.
What did I do?
Mr. Big Shot.
I think he's moving in.
Now I'm a baseball guy.
He's becoming the baseball guy.
Check out my stats.
It's for the show. Wait a minute. He started doing clap your hands.
That
always gets forgotten. That always gets forgotten. All I did was the young man asked me if I wanted to do an AMA.
Wow.
And I thought, well, promote the show. Of course, it says, you know, that's the first line.
A lot of positive comments, too, to start it off for you.
Wow. Well, there were some negative ones in there. But then eventually that got cleaned out. That was the positive.
Okay.
Look. Talking a little baseball.
Talking a little ball.
You know the funny thing? I've never done AMA.
Well, we did one as a show on the Eagles Reddit, and I think we just typed. It was like me, you, and Marks.
Oh, me?
Yeah. I think we did it in Spike's office, if I remember correctly. We did
You might have. Yes.
Eagles Reddit AMA. Well, AMA.
When we had two sit-ins here who donated at the Providence Animal Center Gala, the gentleman who was here, he is a moderator of the Eagles Reddit and also a big fan of the show as well. So I wonder if that happened.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've never been on Twitter and been like, I got time. Ask me anything.
Yeah. Very internet-y.
Yeah.
The second funniest thing of the last 24 hours is there's nothing better than listening to a sports radio station when one of their teams collapse.
Oh.
And the Mets collapsed, was finished.
Yeah.
And boy, WFAN was on one.
Oh.
I got two meltdowns from you. For
Sal?
You.
Sal?
Sal's one of them, but the first is Evan Roberts, leader of the Mets fans in New York.
So for everyone,
that's who you want to hear from, somebody who lives and dies with this team.
Evan and Sal are the two you want to hear. Evan is the biggest Mets fan. Evan is a bigger Mets fan than I think anybody is of any sports team.
Right.
He hand scores every game and has for... 30 years or something. He even wrote a book about... So, wow. Okay. I have not heard this.
Maybe the most gutless, most spineless... A team that brought us maybe the biggest black mark in the history of the New York Mets. We congratulate the 2025 New York Mets for doing the impossible. All the talent in the world, an owner willing to spend... A team president who's the smartest man in the room. Congratulations on somehow, some way, taking 21 games above 500, taking a garbage bottom of the National League, and somehow finding a way to screw their fans one last time.
I can only imagine. Evan does a Mets podcast as well. So yep. he almost does one after every game. He's almost like, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Now, Sal, I'm sure. Yeah.
So I think Evan is, you could hear like the pain.
Yeah.
You know, because he's like, Sal's just a different level of
anger.
Here's yeah. Licata.
Even in just one weekend, where all you had to do is take 2 out of 3 from the Marlins, or go back to last weekend, all you had to do is take 2 out of 3 against the lowly Washington Nationals, and you couldn't even do that. So it's not just, well, it's the pitching, well, it's this, well, it's that. They had these guys stay healthy and all have career years, and they still couldn't beat the Cincinnati Reds out in an expanded playoff. That is as embarrassing as it gets.
What a fun day around the fan it must have been.
Yeah, one of those days where I'm sure you were like, that'd be kind of fun to be there.
To be there, yeah. I texted Perloff, who works with two Mets fans, EJ and Manny, and I said, hey, tell EJ
Maggie.
And Manny. What's that?
I think he's a, what? Is it Maggie and Mets?
Maggie's on the show as well, but Manny is one of the producers. And I said, tell EJ, Manny, and Maggie that what happened is actually good. We don't need cheaters in the playoffs in Major League Baseball. This is actually good for the Mets.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they trade us Juan Soto?
I don't want him.
Y'all nuts.
Loser vibes.
Now, maybe Lindor.
Yeah.
Could you interest me in a Lindor or a free agent polar bear?
I think Lindor can play center field.
No, I think Trey can play center field. Trey can play left field.
Trey's
Bader plays
less errors.
Yeah.
But the number one funniest thing that's happened in the last 24 hours is there was a lot of bet shaming
in
the pre-show meetings. I've got FanDuel in a corner betting first pitch velocities of these playoff games. One of them happened to be during the pre-show meeting. Trying to discuss what we're talking about. Hit Rod in the shoulder. So we won. Immediate glare from Spike.
Well, if there's 15 minutes that I need to prepare this show, it is 1 to 115. Because I need to know the main thing we're talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there talking. Ike and I are having a lively conversation about the AJ thing. And I look over. And there's Jack not only punching Rod in the arm, and I know what that's about, and then I realize he's watching the baseball game on his iPad during our meeting. All I need is 15 minutes. And this is a compliment to you, Jack, because a lot of times we'll think of these ideas and you will be able to take the idea and maybe whittle it down to its most basic thing.
That's what I do, basic as possible. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. And meanwhile, Lakin's there. Are you the boss? Tell him to put the game away.
Yeah, well, listen. Yeah. It is what it is. But yeah, so
having the game on is a little boss.
For those that aren't aware, sometimes you can bet on first pitch velocities and whether or not it's going to be over 97 miles an hour, it could be over 98 miles an hour. And I took that from both Tarek Skubal and Gavin Williams. And there's a lot of mocking, mostly from Mike.
About. I couldn't believe that's what you were doing.
Well, not that you were going to be wrong, that you were betting it in the first place.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. Oh, how are Walker and Sonny going to go to college? Well, we cashed 2 so far today, and we hit a live home run during the game. So things are going well.
During the game, during our show?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're watching the game and betting
It's on the side.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. You're unbelievable. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. Wonder why we're a bro show.
Yeah.
Betting while you're working.
That's what people do.
That's what you do.
That's what you do.
Yeah, no one else would do that.
Seltzer would never.
Yeah, well, there's no gambling at 6 a.m.
Herb in the North. You would find it. Herb in the Northeast. You're on WIP.
What's happening, Spike?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, are you ready today?
Oh.
A few days to go. What do we got? 4 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Ready for some baseball. Postseason baseball. Now what we got to do, play small ball, power ball, and home run ball.
Huh?
That's what we got to do.
All okay?
Good plan.
And we got to swing, like I said before, swing at the pitches in our zone, not the ones that are at our feet or ankles or below our knees. Watch the ball come in. Watch the pitcher when he releases the ball. Watch the ball when it comes close to the plate.
What?
And then you have to make your reaction, okay? You either swing or you don't swing.
Wow.
So you understand? It's got to be a strike. Take some walks.
This is brilliant.
Okay,
yeah.
Stop striking out. Get on base. Work the pitcher. 3-2. 3-1.
You about 6'2"?
What's that?
Height-wise, you about 6'2"?
6'2" what?
Like
6'2".
Two. Like as far as height.
I'm not 6'2", I'm 5'7".
You look like 6'2". I'm sorry, go ahead with
knees,
the baseball.
My knee's killing me today.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, I think the Phillies can do it, man. I think we got the closer. We got some players. Okay, this team is better than last year's team. And the team from a couple years ago. We got more people. I think they're going to do it. One game at a time.
Yeah, buddy.
The Eagles, okay?
Okay.
Let's get to the Eagles.
Okay.
I know you're a big Eagle fan, Spike.
He really, number one fan, so, some say.
Yep.
You know. The problem is people are coming up in the box. I told you, like, yesterday, okay? They're coming up in the box. They're putting the linebackers right on the edge. So what do we got to do? We got to go heavy load. We got to do
heavy load. So when they're
a couple running backs.
So when they're coming up in the box, you got to go heavy load.
We need heavy load. We got to run some misdirection. We got to get Jalen. Got to stop staying in the pocket unless you got somebody downfield open.
Bootleg.
You got to roll out, man. It's
yes.
a fake rollout.
Yep.
And throw the ball right away. Right, the guy's got to be in a spot. Boom. Catch. That's all. Just like the one he threw to AJ or Devontae in the corner for a touchdown. What was that, a week or two ago? I mean, you got to make plays.
Game,
yeah, you got to make plays, dude, you know?
Herb,
defense has been keeping us alive. The defense is playing actually better than I thought they would play. And that's why we're 4-0, okay? So now it's time that the offense, I know we had a few guys on that line that have been hurt or whatever. Now we got to come out with the smoke and start smoking these teams. You understand?
Yes.
Herb. Get out the ribs, get out the steak. Get out the pasta and get out the chicken. Start
pasta.
Smoking it up.
You know, how do you smoke pasta?
Boil the pasta up.
All right.
There you go. So you need to start boiling.
Can I ask you about something?
You know how to cook pasta. Herb. You know how to cook pasta.
Herb, can I ask you about something I saw on the internet?
What's that?
Can I ask you about something I saw on the internet regarding you?
Yeah, what'd you say?
So they keep talking about these... The Jeffrey Epstein files, and someone was saying,
"I don't know nothing about that guy."
Well, somebody said that you were on one of the flight logs to go to the island.
Don't know nothing about any of that stuff. I don't know nothing.
So you were.
I do know Trump, but I don't know. I don't know.
Hold on. No. Not I'm asking so about I, that. Just the.
I've been to Mar-a-Lago. I've been okay. on the premises. Okay.
Okay.
But I don't.
You have not been to the Epstein Island.
No, I never. I've never seen him at all. I don't. Okay. I don't know nothing about.
Well, thank God we cleared that up.
Because your name was on the flight log.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Somebody cried. Could have been another Rifkin. There's a few of them that live in New York. You know that? There's a few that live in New York. You know that?
Well, yeah, but there's only one Herb I know that has the sort of cachet that you do that knows as many people. That's why I thought it might be you.
Yeah.
All right.
Ain't happening.
Okay.
All right.
How do you know Trump?
I know Trump, and I've been to his place. My customer, Adam, was renting a house for $20,000 to Trump. You know what I mean? At Mar-a-Lago.
Wow.
Right across the street from the beach.
You are connected. So do you think the Phillies are going to win the World Series this year?
Yeah, I think this is our year, man. I think with the Eagles winning in January, I think this is a back-to-back world championship. We never seen it, but we're going to see it now. So, I don't know what to say else right now. Yeah.
All right.
Can we just hang up?
I think we might see,
Nope.
This team,
nice try.
I can see this team winning 14 games, 15 games this year.
What, the Eagles?
No. Yeah, I just see it. You see it.
15.
14-3, but I see
it. What do you think of this A.J. Brown situation?
Hey, you know, this guy, that's what he's all about. Get me the ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he went deep twice and he threw it out of the on the sideline. You know, it went out of bounds. I mean, you know, you got to run shorter plays. You got to run, you know, slants. You got to, you know, 15 yards, run a slant. You know, one guy goes this way, the other one crosses over. Somebody's going to be open. 15 yards is plenty.
Yep.
Somebody's got to be open. You know what I mean? You got to get people in motion. Double motion, single motion. Use everybody to tight end.
Triple motion.
Everybody.
Triple motion. If you need it.
I want to see some more trick plays and plays.
More
okay?
trick plays.
Yes.
Jet sweep.
Statue of Liberty.
Double reverse. Flea flicker.
Okay,
I want to start seeing him around. Don't let the rush get to you. You know there's a rush coming. You got to roll out and change the play. That's
finally.
All.
Yeah.
Omaha, 69, Omaha, 80.
Why 69?
Omaha, 80, on 2-2. Let's go.
There he is. Herb from the Northeast.
Let's go, Eagles.
Let's go. All right.
I'm going to give you
Are you going to be at the
one.
Rally Friday?
G-L-E-S, Eagles. It's only Tuesday.
Hey, Herb, are you going to come see us on Friday at Stateside Live? For the rally for Red October?
I'm working day shift.
Man, stop by there and see us.
Yeah,
And then I got to be up at 5 in the morning. I got to be at the Xfinity Arena at like 6:15. We got an all-day thing with the flyers and stuff.
Okay. So you're not going to stop by Stateside Live on Friday?
Where are you going
to
be?
Stateside Live. It used to be Xfinity Live. It's Stateside Live now.
Oh, over there. Yeah. What time are you going to be there?
With our show, two to six.
Oh, you're going to do a show over at Xfinity Live.
Stateside Live. Yeah, John Middleton's going to be there. You could maybe meet him.
I'll come over there.
Mr. Middleton.
I'll come over if it's late.
He knows him.
I'll be out at work at late, probably 4:30.
I think he did stop Dave Dombrowski in Texas. Remember that?
I know.
I'll come over there.
Gave him advice when we got to the World Series that year.
He sure did.
All right, Herb. Yeah. We got to run, buddy.
I'd like to see it. Phillies, Detroit. A lot of people think it's going to be Phillies, Toronto.
I said Phillies. Hey, man, you think alike. I said Phillies, Detroit, too.
Yeah.
I would like to go to Detroit.
They won today, 2-1. They won.
Take y'all to Coney Island, man.
Schubert had a bunch of
Coney Island.
That's like a restaurant.
In Detroit.
I thought that was in New York.
The actual Coney Island is in New York.
That's the actual Coney Island.
Yeah.
There are restaurants in the city of Detroit. They're like You really shouldn't eat the food until late at night.
Okay, that kind of food.
Yes.
All right.
But they're open all day long, but I wouldn't suggest eating it until, you know, you're coming in from a late night out somewhere.
Yeah, we're going out in Detroit?
No.
I've heard Detroit's making a comeback. That's what I've heard.
Are you kidding me?
Me, you, Elliot?
Yeah.
Finger twirl?
Well, no, we're going to the casino.
Oh, there's a casino in Detroit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we can go to Greek Town.
Nice. Well, I'm glad we cleared that up with Herb.
Yeah, Greek
Town.
On
the Epstein thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Jack wanted to know if I would ask
him. Oh, my God. Yeah. I tried to move past that as fast as I could.
That was for an audience of one. It was for Jack Fritz.
He picked up on it. He's like, no.
It was the quickest he's ever answered anything.
Like, it actually makes me suspicious.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. I'm just investigating. Yeah,
he understood that clearly. No.
Usually barrels right past us.
Yep. All right. Coming up next, we'll get an update on the Afternoon Show Fantasy League.
Ooh, yeah, we will.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Tell the truth, Buzz. Yeah. Tell the truth.
215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out,
oh my God,
heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and will you let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Oh my God.
I'm so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Get to Buzz's fantasy football, Commissioner Buzz's fantasy football update in a second. Commissioner Buzz is whatever the music version of Colorblind is.
That's what I am.
That is what you are. The Twitter question is brought to you by
Tone Deaf.
There we go. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's wants to wish our team good luck this October. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Do you believe the AJ situation is fixable? 84% say yes. Now, with the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League update, is Commissioner Buzz. This part of the show sponsored by NJM Insurance.
Wow, I got a sponsored segment.
Really? Yeah, which you see afterwards, too. Yeah.
Let's start with Ike, who last week guaranteed he was going to the playoffs.
And
this week, he's taking on the number 5th-ranked George. He finally scored above 100. He got above that mark. But he's still got a big 2 points from A.J. Brown.
Oh,
1 point from Chigakonkwo. Oh. -3 from the Packers defense. And that was the difference. He lost 127 to 113. Ike is now 0-4.
Who did I leave on the bench? That's the most egregious part.
Yeah, let's double check who you left on the bench here. You left.
And you still started Carson?
Nope.
No, he did not.
You didn't start Carson?
Yes. He did not start Carson. On his bench this week, he had Carson with 27, Goddard with 20, Michael Penix also with 23. You have three quarterbacks, started the worst one. And
who'd you start?
Don't tell him. Geno.
Geno Smith.
I thought he was playing Chicago. I thought it was a bad defense.
Yeah. Oh, that's
sound logic,
They're
no
really
execution.
Starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Ike Reese 0-4.
I hate my team, man. Seriously. Yeah. I can't even get this right.
Yeah.
Yeah, put the obvious guys in there, and Goddard. I'm thinking, I can't have Goddard and AJ on the in the lineup.
No.
Neither one of them is going to catch
AJ's becoming unplayable. He doesn't do anything.
Nope. Yeah, he's only had one good game.
He's out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know he's putting up 31.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
On Sunday.
I got to free him. I got to put him on the bench so that he scores 2 touchdowns Sunday.
Have your priorities. Eagles are more important than the fantasy
team. Yes, to my
team.
Fantasy. Especially considering I'm 0-4 right now.
Wow, that's ugly. Well, not as ugly as what happened to my team, but go ahead.
Spike versus Jack. Now, the winner of this matchup wins the inner rivalry of the show, I guess you'll call it, because both of you beat up on Ike already.
Destroyed Ike.
Spike and Jack. Jack continues to play great defense yet again.
Yeah.
Got 4 and hurt Malik Nabers.
Yes. Put him on IR. He injured 3 of my players.
8 from Ricky Pearsall. A goose egg from the Niners defense.
But by the way, Ricky Pearsall injured. Malik Nabers out for the year. Tyreek Hill out for the year.
Goodness gracious.
It's a really tough week.
That's a bad week right there.
All really in one tough. Week.
Yeah.
Jack continues to get bailed out. He wins 130 to 119.
I would say it's not bailed out. Oh, 3-1.
You kidding me? I had 119 with 3 injured players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put up 130. Yeah.
Yeah, you would have lost with 130.
Yeah. Well, listen. You got to do what? Hey, a win's a win.
And I feel so selfish now because last year was the first time I played fantasy in a while. Mm-hmm. Now I've become one of those guys. Poor Malik Nabers tears his ACL. And of course, my reaction is fantasy.
Fantasy league.
And Ike texted us last night, do not look at the Tyreek Hill injury. Of course, my first thought is,
oh no, that's my fantasy team.
Oh, that is my fantasy team is cooked. I can't replace those points.
Now,
yeah,
I do have him in another league. Yeah, it's been bad for wide receivers for me and Spike this year.
Yeah,
not good.
Tough.
Other takeaways this week: Dustin, he remains undefeated, won 142-111 over Tony.
Yeah.
So he goes to 4-0.
Have I played Dustin yet? I'm checking. I'll check. Go ahead.
Don't believe
he's
so.
He's got a good team.
Yeah.
Who let Yoshi get hot? After starting out 0-2, people tried to keep him out of the league. He's now in a playoff spot after 4 weeks. He's 2-2.
Wow.
I got 8 weeks to go. He's talking about a playoff spot.
Listen, he's in the top 6, in the top half. You're already guaranteeing playoff appearances.
Yeah.
All right. We got a lot of parity in this league.
Rallying the troops. Yeah.
A lot of parity in this league. 7 2-2 teams, and basically the entire league is jumbled up besides Dustin and Ike.
That's where I'm going to get back in.
Yeah. The whole league.
Everybody's
like,
running away. Everybody's 2-2.
No one's pulling away anywhere. It's just a bunch of 2-2 teams.
Yeah.
There's a lot more parity than last year.
I'm in trouble.
Yep.
I'm in trouble.
At least my players are healthy.
Yeah.
Also, one other thing I'd like to note here is a little peek behind the curtain. So the way I can view this league each week is Jack had to make me a co-owner on his team.
Thank you.
There is a stark increase in like trade proposals he's been getting this year, and I get an email every time.
Yeah.
Oh, whether it's Yoshi, Marcus, Tony. I mean, Jack, I've been like 3 mails a week. This trade's been proposed to you. This trade's off the table. Proposed to you. I don't think Jack even acknowledges any of them.
No, I turn them down. It seems like a lot of people smell blood in the water.
Yeah. Well, Yoshi thinks we're all morons. He proposed a trade
and
to me,
they're
too.
They're horrible trade proposals.
Every
awful
week.
Yes.
I'm not dumping players that I don't do that. So, no, I'm not getting rid of guys. I'm going to fight my way out of this hole.
Well, why would you dump players? What are you, saving salary? Like, it's not a
trade deadline coming up. Yeah, who wants out?
It's not a what's it called? It's not like a legacy league.
Dynasty league.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to do the rankings again, reverse order, because there's more suspense at the back end of it. Here, Dustin, he remains at number one once again until he loses. He's in the number one spot. He won 142-111 over Tony. Marcus gets the bump up to the number two spot. He is up from 3 last week, won 155-110 this week. George, he moves up from number 5. He's in the 3 spot now. He won 127-113 over Ike, as I mentioned. Spike gets the bump down from 2 down to number 4. Losing to Jack has to come with some kind of consequence.
Well,
and the injuries doesn't help.
Yeah, I don't know about the future of this team, honestly.
Dude, grow a set.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be in the top 5.
Oh, sure.
He's won 2 straight games.
Yeah, but I'm like 3rd in points.
No, he's still 3rd in points.
Well, how many points recently?
You in the top 5 and you lost 2 straight games.
He's still like 2nd in points for what it's worth.
You mean I'm not in the top 5?
We were just getting to that.
Five.
No, hang on. We haven't announced number 5 yet, which is Jack Fritz.
Thank you.
All he does is win.
Yep.
Got another big win. Injured half of Spike's roster.
How is Spike in front of Fritz?
That's
Spike
a good question.
He's got 100 more points than Jack.
I don't care.
But he beat him head to head.
A win's a win.
That
resumes
matters more than the full body of work over 4 weeks?
I'm just a great manager.
He may have had one good week.
No, it's not true.
No, that's not true.
Two good weeks.
No, every week. I had 119. You know, my worst week is better than your best week, Ike Reese.
That's a low bar, to be fair.
It's true.
I got nothing else but to complain about everybody else's rankings.
All right.
Yeah, the 0-4 team's like, how did he get 4?
All right.
So anyway, Jack's in the rankings.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just because all he does is win, and it looks ugly. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations, Jack.
Change his team name to Smoke and Mirrors.
Yep.
I like that.
Unbelievable. Plays good defense. What are we talking about?
Does
here?
130 points. Team's kind of heating up.
Yeah.
People forget last year his winning streak coincided with the Eagles' winning streak.
Thank you.
Now he's winning like the Eagles again this year.
Yeah. I know my team.
Well, I need to go on a run.
I would say so.
Fantasy update sponsored by NJM Insurance. Why is NJM Insurance silent in an industry full of catchy jingles? And find out, how do they do what's right when things go wrong? Tune into Baffling Mysteries to find out. This fictional podcast is brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Insurance underwritten by NJM Insurance Company and its subsidiaries.
Wow.
Easy?
Nice.
Bro, I don't know. He just handed it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. 215. Thank you, Buzz. Great job.
By the way, I'm still thinking about the Herb call.
Yeah. What about it?
He might be guilty.
Of Epstein thing.
Yeah.
He said no so quickly. He always ignores us, always, when I ask stuff like that. But no, immediate.
Getting a lot of messages of like, maybe we need to do a little investigating.
Release the files. Justin in Tennessee. You're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, fella?
Justin. What's up, brother?
Boys, I've been better. I ain't going to lie. I got the news yesterday evening. You know, I've had this trip planned, and Bad Gumyun's going to smoke me and not be at Chickies and Pete's next Monday, and I'm going to come down and see you and hang out with you. Owen's wanting to see Uncle Spite and Brother Jack and Cousin Ike. And
that's right. We're not going to be there.
Oh, is that next Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Monday. And son, he's heartbroken, busted now. I said, son, we'll figure something out. And he said, back on. He said, our whole trip was planned around Chickies. Swear to God, he was looking just as much forward to hanging out with everybody at Chickies and he was going to the Eagles game. I kid you not. He loves going to Chickies and seeing everybody and loves you guys. And he's all tore up, son. I'm pretty tore up about it myself. I ain't going to lie. It's been looking forward to this for a long time, but we'll see if we can make something happen somewhere along the way.
Well, how long are you guys staying?
We're leaving Tuesday morning because he's got to be back at work Wednesday. He can only get off a couple of days.
You got to take him to the Phillies.
Yeah, sure. maybe
Spike knows somebody.
I don't know.
Maybe if I win the lottery or something like that between here and there, but that ain't going to happen. I can promise you that.
Yeah, and I couldn't even tell you that we could meet you at Chickies because we're going to be doing the show from the game.
At the daggone ballpark.
Yeah.
That sucks. But if I do go to Chickies, I still a lot of people wanting to.
When are you getting in town? When are you getting in town Saturday?
No, leaving Friday morning.
Wait a minute. So you'll be in town on Friday?
Saturday, so you'll be here Friday?
Yes.
We'll come to
Friday evening, but I don't know if I...
Oh, come to... I mean,
just leave earlier.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be at Stateside Live 2-6 on Friday.
Yeah, we'll hang out there with you afterwards.
Yeah.
Well, see, what's the logistics of that place? Is it like... Because Owen's only 19.
No. You can go in. It's all ages.
He's good. Yeah, he's good.
It's all ages. Yeah.
So it's right across from the ballpark and
everything? Yep. It's
easy access and all that?
Yes. Yep. And it's a big place, plenty of room. Yep. Won't have to worry about getting in.
Well, slap my honey and call me tickled. We might have a plan, boys.
Yeah, there we go. Maybe I'll do that when I see you. I'll slap your hiney. I'll call it tickled.
And you'll show him your second Peter.
Yep.
Don't threaten me with a good time, boys.
He's not going to know what to do with it.
Neither does
Spike.
Oh, man.
And real quick. I mean, I am. I'm looking forward to it. But to reverse on what y'all was talking about a minute ago, that was the fastest answer I've ever heard Herb give in my life. For a stop sign.
Yep.
That was a definitive no, hell no, you keep my name out your mouth. I've never heard Herb be that definitive before, because most time he'll blow through a red light in a heartbeat.
It's suspicious, isn't it?
I don't know how he does a driving job because he blows through red lights with y'all like crazy, but son, he hammered the brakes that time. I mean, he was screeching the tires. Hold up. Don't put my name in. Don't put my name in your mouth with that stuff.
What was he screeching?
That was good. He said he knew Donald Trump, but I don't know that guy, and there's other Ripkins in New York besides him.
Yes.
No, I said, you said he was screeching something.
Oh, yeah, his tires was a screeching.
His what?
His tires.
Tires.
Oh, I'm sorry, tires.
Oh, okay.
His tires was a screeching.
I
y'all
still didn't get it.
I'm sitting out here on the
floor. Said it four times. Is what?
A swinging. Just got off work, and I said tires. I mean, I'm sorry. That's what we I had to get a new set of tires for my truck, you know, stuff like that. You know, I gotta get an oil change.
Water, not water. Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome.
How long you know me?
Man, I knew what you said. I just wanted you to say it again. That was awesome.
You wanted everybody else to catch
yes.
it too. Like, listen to this hillbilly. Listen to this old All right, I'll see if we can't get up and leave a little earlier Friday. We might come up to Stateside Live and
All right, there we go.
Awesome, brother. Yes, sir.
Again. But like I said, I ain't kidding. Me and Ole was disappointed when we heard that because we want new players, lounge, and everything. But it's going to be an awesome trip anyway. I can't wait. Love coming up there, seeing y'all, and seeing everybody else. But I'll get off here and let you go. I love you, boys. I mean,
All right, Justin.
Love you, brother. Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah. Hopefully you get there earlier and get to Stateside Life.
Yeah.
Real Corey in Columbus, New Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Real Corey?
Hey, Spike. I wanted to say I heard your apology for not getting me on last week. I appreciate it. Nice to see some accountability on this show.
Yes.
Like MJ, I did take that personally.
Okay.
So, Jack, you just kind of showed me that you're not really a foxhole guy.
Interesting.
You can't even give your own coworkers your book. Make them pay for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
No free books. They make plenty of money.
On top of the fact that you don't do your own laundry or mow your own lawn.
Well, Jill does the laundry.
And then my
dad cuts my lawn.
And take care of the kids all day.
Wow.
You're not making the 31-year-olds with two kids look good. I got to tell you.
It's an embarrassment.
Well, I do a lot.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I'm a very involved father.
You don't even do a lot here.
I disagree.
You betting on FanDuel all day.
And winning.
During the show.
So what?
Ike, I'm with you at 0-4 there, but just inject a little Ike juice in there and we'll make it
happen.
Oh,
man, we got to do something, yes.
Oh, Jack?
What?
Where's Jack?
Yeah, he said inject Ike. I don't know if that calls for the Ike juice. You know.
Okay.
Dropping the ball.
I'm not dropping the ball.
Ike juice.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice. Mike's right, man. What are you in there doing?
No, it's just like, give me some Ike juice, not inject Ike juice, and then the whole thing.
There we go. Now,
thank you.
Now I'm satiated. So,
there you go. All right. Another good reference. Yes. Yeah.
I gotta say, Phillies at the bottom of the lineup hits. I think we win it. If not, it's going to be a long postseason. So.
Or not a long postseason.
Yeah,
short postseason. Yeah, we want a long postseason.
Yeah.
All right, Corey.
Yep.
All right,
brother.
All right,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I've never even heard of Texas the State until, like, last week. A definitely believable Ike Reese during a break, still denying the Alexis Texas allegations.
Now I'm looking for the billboard, though. I want y'all to know that.
Yeah,
I'm sure you are.
Yes. When we're headed to the bridge on 76, it's
on the way home.
As long as she's appearing, which I think she seems like she is a lot, yes, it is on the way home. Right by where that vape shop used to be, the Gorilla Vape Shop or whatever?
Yeah,
right around there.
That makes sense.
Yep. What's next?
Mommy, why is that man driving with his eyes closed? A kid in a car next to Ike's car driving past the Alexis Texas billboard.
I didn't know I was supposed to see it, man.
Yeah.
I'm mad I've missed it now. I ride by it every day and I don't see it.
The fact that she has gotten so many mentions on this show today is so funny.
Dude, I had no idea.
Yeah. Epstein.
Yeah. Yes.
And Alexis Tyson.
You wonder why Jordan's friend thinks the show is too bro-y for him.
Yeah.
What is next?
And here I thought Jack only got testy when callers criticized the Phils. The people who watched the YouTube feed yesterday.
Oh, get it?
You nailed it.
Testy.
Testy. Yeah.
Not bro-y at all.
No, not at all. What's next?
The afternoon show's response to the general question of whether the Eagle standard is only championships. Ike, yes. Elliot, of course. Spike gives unsolicited five-minute history of the Yankees and their 27 championships. Alex in Lancaster.
That's true.
I was trying to give context as to how Yankee fans act. They don't talk about being 4-0. They talk about championships. It's the only thing I care about around here. I want this to be a real title town. What's next?
Oh, tell me more, Vic. Tell me more, please. Spike, when he heard Vic called Bo Nix a younger Baker Mayfield.
He did. Yeah, he slid that in there.
Yep. Well, for a second, I forgot that Jordan plays offense. So I was talking about Bo Nix, and then as I thought about it, I was like, well, wait a minute. Jordan doesn't care what Bo Nix looks like. Also, shows I have a type, you know.
Yeah, it does.
Short guys.
But Bo Nix doesn't sling it. Now, he is careless like Baker is, but he doesn't have a rocket like Baker does.
He made some good throws last night.
Yeah, I didn't watch last night.
He made some good throws last night.
And a horrible pick.
Yeah. But he made a lot of good throws, though.
Yeah. He's a good player. I like Baker. He's a football player.
Yeah, I can't say on one hand that I would trade an interception early in the game.
Yes.
For explosive plays and then be critical of him. That's
Wow, but what if he's doing it on the goal line? When
that's not good. Yes.
When we have maybe a Cortland Sutton anytime touchdown.
Yes.
And then, other receivers from the Broncos.
Yeah, I think he threw for three touchdowns last night.
Yeah, no, he got eventually one to Cortland.
Yeah, he got him in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got him in.
All right. You guys relax in your stupid betting. What's next?
Uncle, leave us alone, Spike. Ricky Pearsall, Malik Nabers, and Tyreek Hill.
I was so excited with the stacked roster of
wide receivers.
Yep. Malik Nabers, Garrett Wilson.
They helped you last year.
Yep.
That's how you want
huge
it.
Wide receivers last year, and now it's just three of them gone.
Yeah.
Gone. Well, Pearsall will probably still be back, but I can't win the league like this. Can't win the league.
Nope.
You know, it's over.
What are we going to do?
Yeah. There's a rumor that there is a Fritz at 6 tonight.
Yeah.
The first time in a while. I feel like we haven't had a Fritz at 6 in weeks.
Yeah. So, listen, we'll talk about AJ.
Is that what you're going to talk about?
Yeah.
What's the take? What are you talking about?
Well, the take is...
You don't ever want to tell us.
Yeah. I'm trying to preview it.
Yeah. Do you believe the Eagles need to trade AJ for the greater good of the team?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Of course they do. What, are we crazy?
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Wow, Jack returning to his room.
Back.
He's going back.
Don't call.
Real quick, let's talk to Shy in Westchester before we get out of here. Shy, you're on WIP.
It's been a great day.
Yes.
You know, the Phillies, Red October, right around the corner, and I'm walking around college campus, and I'm seeing all these women. Can I get some Ike juice?
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Okay.
Shy, you should ask for it again.
Can I get some more?
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
First of all, before I get to my Phillies thing, it'll be a short call. It won't be like yesterday.
Okay.
Herb answered that question quicker than Jeffrey Epstein answered it. In his
yes, it's a good point. He's guilty.
That's a call for concern.
Herb is guilty. He was on the island.
Yeah, he's there.
Yes.
Second of all, there's no way you don't know who Alexis Tex is.
Yeah.
That's impossible. That's literally impossible. Everybody knows. I know a little too well.
Okay.
I'm kidding. No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Anyways, the Phillies, I'll keep it short and sweet. If the bullpen doesn't pitch well, it's going to be a very, very short postseason. But I do have some faith in this team. I think Duran will be phenomenal. I think it all falls on Kirkering, though.
Oh, well, good luck.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, good luck.
Oh, yeah, straight in some runners on Sunday.
That,
Yeah,
that's the issue. That's the issue. And I'm excited. As crazy as it sounds, I think Nola will be fine. You know, his last start, what, he went 8 innings and struck out almost 10 batters.
Yep.
So yeah,
we'll see what happens. I think we'll be all right. I think we'll be all right. But anyways, yeah, Herb, you're guilty. I'll see you.
All right, see you, Shy. Herb, you're guilty. Yeah, I'll see you.
Everybody's like, Herb answered that too quick.
Too quick. He's never answered anything that quick. All right. Fritz at 6 is coming up next. We will
Troublemaker.
Yes, he will cause some trouble once again, trading A.J. Brown. I'm so proud of you.
Well, I just don't know.
You've recovered.
Well, it's obvious.
I don't think it's a crazy idea.
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see if people agree.
That is coming up next. We will talk to you same place, same time. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.